much of the stretch of the Beltway coming north of 66 to the Georgetown Pike, not seeing any lanes blocked because of road works. It looks like that's all gone. However, road work report is still in the outer loop south of the Georgetown Pike. It's over on the far right side, traffic getting by to the left, and still dealing with this crash southbound 95 after Lewton Road. The left lane is blocked with some activity on the right side as you make the approach to the Occoquan, but traffic getting by to the left in the travel lanes. It looks like this is a broken down vehicle sitting on the right shoulder. Just watch out for the flashing lights for responding units. The WTOP Traffic Center is presented by Window Nation. Buy two windows and get two free. Visit windownation.com. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
Tracking the next weather maker, expect a little bit of rain here for your morning hours. Isolated showers early, more scattered in nature for the bulk of the morning rush. And temperatures starting out between 53 and 58 degrees this morning, reaching into the upper 60s to mid 70s for the afternoon. Not bad at all. Northwesterly wind with gusts 20 to 30 miles per hour. So that rain lasting mainly the morning rush, with skies turning partly sunny. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
We're at 60 degrees straight up and holding in our nation's capital, where the time now is 1:59.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good Wednesday morning, midweek, April 24th. Welcome in. Glad you're with us. I'm Dean Lane. Coming up this early 2 a.m. hour Wednesday on WTOP, the Senate passes a $95 billion package to provide emergency aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. The jury on Donald Trump's criminal trial hear about a scheme to keep negative stories out of the news during his 2016 campaign.
Another big step forward is expected this week in the cleanup of Baltimore's downed Key Bridge. I'm Mike Murillo.
Gains across the board on Wall Street. Asian stocks doing very well this morning. Good morning. Welcome in. 2 o'clock on WTOP.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The Senate has overwhelmingly approved a $95 billion foreign aid package. It provides weapons and money to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. CBS's Christina Carujo on Capitol Hill.
The final vote was 79-18. Both Leader McConnell and Leader Schumer spoke about the importance of passing this bill. Leader McConnell said that the Senate had a test with this bill and that they couldn't fail this test.
Pro-Palestinian demonstrations on college campuses are spreading, but the schools are beginning to crack down, says CBS's Nancy Chen.
A pro-Palestinian encampment at NYU was cleared up by police Monday night. NYPD telling us today there were more than 100 arrests. And yesterday, police in riot gear clashed with pro-Palestinian protesters at the Cal Poly campus in Humboldt County, California.
CBS News projects President Biden has won the Democratic primary in Pennsylvania, and former President Trump has won the Republican primary. This woman made it clear who she wants in the Oval Office.
I voted for Donald Trump, and I voted for him the last time, and I would vote for him again and again.
Trump's criminal trial will be on a break on Wednesday. CBS's Matt Piper says day two was revealing.
Former tabloid publisher David Pecker told the court that he used the National Enquirer to bury negative stories about Donald Trump and attack his rivals during the 2016 presidential campaign. He said he pledged to be Trump's eyes and ears during the campaign and had even arranged to purchase a doorman's silence. Pecker said he would give Trump's lawyer a heads up on negative tips and stories so they could be quashed, a tactic he said is known as catch and kill.
Pecker testified after a contentious hearing over whether Trump had violated a gag order in the case. The FTC has banned non-compete agreements, says CBS's Joe Ling Kent.
President Biden certainly supports this. His FTC chair, Lina Khan, was a leader in making this happen. She thinks the FTC chair believes that these non-competes are robbing people of their economic liberty. Thousands of workers made their voices heard. They want this to not exist anymore. But you also have the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, which represents scores of American businesses who say this is unlawful and this is a power grab by the FTC and it will ultimately harm American businesses and innovation.
Tesla's announcement that its first quarter net income plummeted 55% didn't seem to scare off investors and traders. The company said it made $1.13 billion from January through March, compared with $2.51 billion in the same period a year ago. But Tesla's stock surged in after-hours trading, possibly because the company said it would speed up its production of new, more affordable vehicles. This is CBS News.
And now, a list of things from Progressive Insurance. Home, auto, boat, motorcycle, RV, ATV. Progressive protects them all. Learn more about bundling at progressive.com.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month.
Grab your clubs and join Youth Apostles for its annual golf classic at Raspberry Falls Golf and Hunt Club in Leesburg on May 6th.
This is Father Jack, Director of Mission and Development for Youth Apostles. Youth Apostles impacts thousands of young people every day. Your sponsorship allows us to help young people encounter the love of Jesus Christ and live lives of prayer, charity, and high moral standards. Thank you, and God bless.
To play or sponsor, visit youthapostles.org.
WTOP News Time, now 2:04. Good Wednesday morning, midweek, April 24th. Glad you're with us. Increasing clouds. Grab that umbrella if you're headed out anytime soon. Might see a scattered shower, 53 to 58 for the low. Right now, we're at 60 straight up. Good morning to you. I'm Dean Lane. We do indeed thank you for taking us along for your 2 a.m. hour ride this Wednesday morning. Topping the stories we're following for you this early hour, Tuesday actually marked 4 weeks, 1 month, since the deadly collapse of Baltimore's Key Bridge. And amid all the cleanup, WTOP's Mike Murillo says the lifting of a 560-ton piece of that wreckage this week will mean an important milestone will most likely be met by week's end.
4 weeks ago,
something that was a crown jewel for our city and our state and for our nation collapsed into the Patapsco River.
And the around-the-clock work continues to clear the wreckage of the bridge so the important port can fully reopen, says Maryland Governor Wes Moore. And this week,
Unified Command began laying out buoys and lights to mark the fourth temporary channel with a controlling depth of 35 feet.
The goal is to have that open by week's end. Then after 4 days of it being open, Coast Guard Rear Admiral Shannon Gilrey says that new channel will be closed for about 10 days.
That will allow us to safely conduct the rigging we need to do on board that large piece of the bridge that's still on board the bow of the dolly.
So the ship can be moved. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
From the cars you shop for to the cardboard packaging your Amazon deliveries come in, a lot of things we use every day come through the Port of Baltimore. In a WTOP exclusive this Wednesday morning, the Port Administrator explains to WTOP's own Kate Ryan how we might be feeling ourselves some supply chain and pricing pinches. It's all depending, they say, on just how long it takes to get shipping traffic back to normal.
The Port of Baltimore had a record year in a number of categories in 2023.
For certain types of cargo, the roll-on, roll-off, the automobiles, we're number one.
That's Jonathan Daniels, Executive Director of the Maryland Port Administration.
We're also number one for sugar with the Domino facility right across the harbor. We're number one for gypsum for the construction industry.
The collapse of the Key Bridge nearly a month ago meant other ports have taken on some of that traffic, and that could mean delays in deliveries and possible increases in prices because of shipping detours until the port is fully open. But officials say it won't mean a major break in the supply chain. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
And word this morning that more help is coming for the local businesses that have been so hard hit by the Key Bridge collapse a month ago. Applications are now said to be open for two additional economic relief programs. One program is offering small business grants of up to $50,000 and no interest loans of up to $500,000. Another will provide $15 million in grants to businesses that have had operations impacted or shipments disrupted at the Port of Baltimore. Maryland Governor Wes Moore creating the programs through an executive order. You may remember he signed this on April 5th, but it is just now, we're told, taking effect. Stay tuned. WTOP at 2:07. A family in Fairfax is going through what you could say is just unimaginable after they lost their two young sons, young boys, following a devastating house fire recently. The father of the children speaks with WTOP Wednesday morning about the outpouring of support from the community.
3-year-old Zachariah and 6-year-old William died at Children's National Hospital 4 days after a fire destroyed their Fairfax home. Their father, Jamie Bryce, said it's been incredible to hear memories about the boys.
To see how they've impacted the school, how they've impacted the county, how they've impacted the community, we're like, oh my goodness.
Jamie said both of the boys' hearts were able to be donated. He said if they didn't have their faith and their church,
our mental health would not be in a good spot.
A GoFundMe set up for the family has raised almost $250,000. Valerie Bonk, WTOP News.
Good Wednesday morning, April 24th, 2024. Welcome into WTOP. Glad you're with us.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
It's 208. I'm thinking weather on the 8s, and when it breaks, good early Wednesday morning to Ken Berger in the WTOP Traffic Center with us this morning.
Thank you, Dean. The two accidents continue in Virginia. One is on the Beltway Inner Loop over by the Georgetown Pike. Left lane is blocked. Traffic getting back to the right without difficulty. That earlier work zone causing difficulties earlier has been cleared. Not seeing any lanes closed on the inner loop of the Beltway north of 66 heading to the American Legion Bridge. And the other accident in Virginia is on southbound 95 after Lorton Road. The activity continues. The block to far left lane and the left shoulder. Traffic gets by to the right without trouble. And then closer to the Occoquan, you still have some activity on the far right shoulder, but that's not causing any delays with the travel lanes open. In Prince George's County, they've called out the accident eastbound Route 50, the Hanson Highway, right at Crangin Highway. So watch out for responding units at that general area. In Washington, the police activity shuts down 14th Street Northwest between Park Road and Monroe Street for an indefinite period of time because of the ongoing police investigation. There's road work going on the Beltway in Montgomery County. You're going to find it on the inner loop between the American Legion Bridge and River Road. Two left lanes are blocked. Also some road work on the outer loop at Cabin John Parkway. The right lane is blocked. And work zone continues northbound 270. Two left lanes closed between 118 Germantown Road and 121 Clarksburg Road. But the earlier delays have eased. Is it time to upgrade to the safest small SUV? Check out the Hyundai Tucson at Fitzgerald Hyundai with its 5-star crash rating. Go to fitzmall.com for the rock-bottom price on the windshield of every car. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
I'm tracking a fast-moving weather maker. Already clouds have arrived. We'll have some isolated showers turning more scattered in nature for most of your morning rush. In fact, this system will bring most of the rain with it for the early part of the day. Maybe a sprinkle or isolated shower for the afternoon. Temperatures this morning, 53 to 58 degrees. Again, overcast and a little wet. 68 to 74, partly sunny and breezy for the afternoon. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Brought to you by Longfence. Save 15% on Longfence decks, pavers, and fences. Go to longfence.com today and schedule your free in-home estimate. Money News at 10 and 40 on WTOP.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. Some companies make you sign a non-compete clause that prohibits you from leaving and working for a competitor. Well, the Federal Trade Commission doesn't like that practice and has voted to stop it. The new rule prohibiting such clauses will take effect in 4 months. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce is vowing to challenge it in court. Tesla says it is accelerating the launch of more affordable EVs and giving investors a roadmap out of its sales slump. Production will still begin next year, but in the first half, not the second. This latest earnings report showed that the company's profits and revenue were worse than expected for a third straight quarter. But ahead of that, Tesla shares went up for the first time in 8 sessions. The hottest wheels at another company are Hot Wheels. Mattel was able to shrink its losses last quarter thanks in part to growing sales of its toy cars that almost made up for falling sales of Mattel's dolls, toddler toys, and action figures. From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Nancy Lyons on WTOP.
Remodeling for how you live today. Here are clients of Sun Design sharing how thoughtful design build solutions have better connected their family and friends.
The other aspect that, again, Sun Design was very creative with was before the construction was done, it was a little bit dark in here. There weren't quite as many windows, so things like increasing the window space on both sides, as well as putting the see-through fireplace in, brought in a lot more light. And I can tell you that that fireplace alone generates tons of comments from friends, and it does have a big impact on just the feel of the place overall.
All of our children love it. Our daughter loves it. She's into interior design, so she thinks it's fabulous. I think they call it bougie. Our house is bougie.
Join Sun Design at their virtual remodeled home tour event on May 2nd. Learn how your neighbors are modifying their homes for a better quality of life. Register at sundesigninc.com. That's sundesigninc.com.
The following is a paid message.
This is Bishop Michael Burbage of the Catholic Diocese of Arlington. Every weekend, home improvement stores are filled with people braving long checkout lines, determined to tackle that project that will make their living space more attractive, pleasing, and perhaps increase its potential value. The do-it-yourself demographic features many who are accomplished carpenters or craftsmen. They simply follow directions or their own intuition to build something beautiful. But in our spiritual lives, going it alone does not work. Jesus reminds us that He is the vine, our strength, and we are the branches. Apart from Him, we can do nothing, but with Him, all things are possible. Our Lord asks only that we give Him our best efforts, sacrifices, and hard work, and that we trust that He will use these gifts in miraculous ways to bless and transform our lives, if only we stay attached to the vine.
When you wake up each morning, you need three things: plenty of coffee, something to munch on, and the updated forecast. Plan your day with 7 News First Alert weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8th. Only on WTOP, Washington's top news. This is WTOP News.
Campaign 2024 on WTOP Wednesday morning. The share of voters these days who say they have high interest in this year's election has apparently hit an all-time low for this same point in any presidential race. That's coming this week from a new NBC News poll, with majorities holding negative views right now on both sides of the aisle for President Biden and former President Trump. This morning, NBC senior political editor Mark Murray joins WTOP's own Dimitri Sotis to take a deep dive into these numbers that we're looking at.
It is a potential signal for lower turnout, and again, this is just one gauge, and our poll has been asking this question going back to the 2008 cycle, and this is the lowest share of a high interest that we have seen since that election cycle. And what's also notable is that it's not the first time this cycle where we've actually seen this kind of low level of high interest. We saw it in our previous poll back in January and even in late of 2023, and it does kind of add a sense that turnout could end up being lower in 2024 than it was 4 years ago. And that could actually end up scrambling a presidential contest, that the rematch between President Biden and former President Donald Trump, that if you end up having a lower turnout, that could end up producing a potentially different result 6 months from now in November.
You use an expression like scrambling. Does it suggest that the incumbent could be in trouble if fewer people come out, or do we not know?
So there are two different thoughts. The one is that, yes, the incumbent could, the Democrats could end up being at a disadvantage. And our poll ends up showing that Republicans have a higher level of interest overall at 70% than Democratic respondents do at 65%. But there's another thinking that Democrats who've done very well in kind of low turnout special elections across the country, did better than expected in the midterm elections, could actually be the ones who would do better in a low turnout election. And our poll shows that a lot of Donald Trump support comes from voters who did not participate in the 2020 presidential election or the 2022 midterm. So I do think it's a potential jump ball, but it is one of the big factors that we have to go into with eyes wide open, that turnout probably will be lower than what we ended up seeing in 2020.
In several public polls that have been out, President Biden has been closing the gap with Donald Trump. Is that the case here as well?
Absolutely. Our poll back in January had Donald Trump with a 5-point lead over Joe Biden within the poll's margin of error. This time around, Donald Trump's lead has been trimmed to 2 points. And that's consistent with a lot of other polling that we've seen. And it's important to note the context over the last few months, where you end up having President Biden's State of the Union address, big campaign blitz, the fact that President Biden has been on the campaign trail more in the last few weeks than Donald Trump, who's been saddled with that trial in Manhattan, as well as the other legal challenges that he has.
You mentioned a jump ball earlier. I might be introducing one more here, Mark. What about the effect of a third party guy like RFK Jr.?
This was a little bit of a surprise in our poll. Our poll ended up finding that Donald Trump's 2-point lead in a head-to-head matchup turned into a 2-point lead for Joe Biden when you ended up expanding the ballot to multiple candidates, including RFK Jr. And our poll showed, when within the margin of error, that there were more Republicans and more Trump voters who were supporting RFK in a expanded ballot than Joe Biden voters. And again, this is just one poll we'll need to watch over the next 6 months or so. But a lot of the conventional wisdom has been that the larger the third party vote and RFK Jr. would end up hurting the Democrats. But our poll shows it could be the opposite. But we have to wait and see. see what other surveys and, of course, what happens on election night.
Campaign 2024, Wednesday morning here on WTOP. That's NBC Senior Political Editor Mark Murray talking with our Dimitri Sotis. Quick look at the top stories we're following for you on WTOP Wednesday morning. The U.S. Senate now approving new money and arms for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. That bill now heads to the president's desk for his signature. And here at home, Maryland's governor offers a fresh update now on cleanup and salvage efforts at the Key Bridge disaster site. There could be a major development for the Port of Baltimore later this week. More in just minutes. You are listening to 103.5 FM at WTOP.com. Traffic and weather on the 8th and when it breaks on WTOP.
The accident continues in Virginia on the Beltway Inner Loop. Now, the activity over on the far left shoulder, but now they have, it looks like a tow truck sitting in the far right lane right across from the activity on the left shoulder. You can get by in the travel lane. Just be prepared for the right lane closure, but it looks like two left lanes are open. Lots of flashing lights through that area with a very light volume of traffic, so the delays aren't terribly severe on the Beltway Outer Loop south of the Georgetown Pike. Two right lanes remain blocked. Traffic getting by to the left without difficulty. And the other accident in Virginia is on the southbound 95, just south of Lorton Road before you get to US 1 and Woodbridge. You're going to find the activity along the far left side. There's also some activity on the far right shoulder. This looks like a broken down vehicle, but the travel lanes are open, so not seeing any major delays. Elsewhere in Virginia, eastbound 66 at coming over from the Roosevelt Bridge past the Roslyn Tunnel for construction activity. Right lane is blocked. Then eastbound 66 after Spout Run Parkway, right lane closed because of roadside maintenance activity. Both sides of 66 outside the Beltway in various locations between the Beltway and Front Royal. You're going to find some road work both in the main lanes and the express lanes, but not seeing any major delays either side of 66, leaving the Beltway all the way out to the west. Marlowe Furniture's floor sample sale is on for a limited time. Save up to 60% on all furniture plus free delivery. Visit marlowefurniture.com for locations and hours. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
Clouds moving in out ahead of the next weather maker, and we will have a little wet weather for your Wednesday morning rush. Some scattered showers around the area. This will be a fast-moving system. I can't rule out a stray shower for the afternoon, but most of the rain is going to be for the morning rush. 53 to 58 degrees for your morning temperatures, with the afternoon 68 to 74 degrees. Meanwhile, for your afternoon, we'll have temperatures on the milder side, but cooler for Thursday and Friday of this week, with highs in the lower to mid 60s and morning temperatures in the 40s. In fact, Friday morning, we could be dipping so low once again that we see some more frost advisories and freeze warnings going up. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Brought to you by Gutter Hellman. Don't overlook your home's gutter system. Call Gutter Hellman by Letnor Home Solutions at 888-5-HELLMAN.
Every moment counts if you're at risk or living with lung cancer. And anyone with lungs can get lung cancer. It causes more cancer deaths than breast, colon, and prostate combined. And while there may be moments where you question your next step, through it all, GoTo for Lung Cancer is here for you. We are your community. For screening, treatment, and survivorship support, GoTo is your go-to. Confronting lung cancer starts here. Visit goto.org.
1 in 3 adults over the age of 65 will experience vision loss. And among working-age adults, diabetes is the leading cause of blindness. At Columbia Lighthouse for the Blind, they work to train adults and children on how to travel and live independently, find and maintain employment, and much more. Columbia Lighthouse for the Blind even provides low-vision exams. Learn more about this local region-wide nonprofit, Columbia Lighthouse for the Blind, as well as ways to engage and volunteer by visiting www.clb.org. That's clb.org.
Hi, I'm Kathy Bates. Anyone will tell you battling cancer is not pretty, and neither are the complications like lymphedema, a chronic disease that can leave anyone undergoing cancer treatment with a lifetime of swelling and pain, often affecting one's entire body and sense of self. If you're facing a cancer diagnosis, discuss lymphedema with your doctor. With knowledge and action, we can learn and live. Learn more at lymphaticnetwork.org.
You're listening to WTOP News.
become a fairly common summer occurrence these days in the DMV. We're in for another major shutdown scheduled on Metro, and it's parts of the Red Line this time around, with several stations, we're told, will be closed pretty much all summer. Shuttle buses are said to replace rail service between Silver Spring and downtown D.C. from June 1st to the end of August, August 31st. The buses will run for free, and some will have limited stops to connect you directly, we're told, from Silver Spring to the nation's capital. Four Red Line stations will be closed the entire time. Glenmont, Wheaton, Forest Glen, and Silver Spring. The Tacoma station will be closed for most of June. Metro maintenance is being paired with Purple Line construction in Silver Spring this summer. Get all the details a click away at WTOP.com. Something, heads up from WTOP that you might not be aware of. Virginia drivers have not been required to have car insurance. WTOP's Neil Augenstein tells us that's the changes.
Since 1958, drivers in Virginia could register an uninsured vehicle by paying a fee. At the moment, it's $500. But as of July 1st, all drivers in the Commonwealth will have to buy and have proof of liability insurance. The bill was passed last year and takes effect this summer. And next summer, the liability minimums will be going up. As it stands, drivers who have insurance generally have to pay for their own damages if they're hit by an uninsured driver. New Hampshire will now be the only state not requiring insurance. Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
They are marketed as a lower-priced alternative to payday loans, but some popular apps may be a lot more expensive than they actually seen.
Earned wage access apps are marketed as a way to help cash-strapped people get money between paydays. Supporters say they can help those who live paycheck to paycheck, often those making $50,000 a year or less, balance their budget. However, many consumer advocates say the fees involved make the apps not much different from payday loans. Congress is looking into a bill to regulate the apps, and some states have already taken steps to limit the fees. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
To the world of entertainment Wednesday morning on WTOP, a former TV star we hear is slamming the movie business.
Jerry Seinfeld may be known for his show about nothing and decades of stand-up comedy.
State flag of Florida should be just a steering wheel with a hat and two knuckles on it.
But next month, he's making his directorial debut on a comedy about the making of Pop-Tarts called Unfrosted.
I believe we have split the atom of breakfast.
He also stars in the film alongside the likes of Melissa McCarthy, Jim Gaffigan, and Amy Schumer. And yet, Seinfeld tells GQ the movie business is over, saying our society doesn't watch or talk about him like we used to. Well, here's hoping people watch his movie. Unfrosted is out on Netflix May 3rd. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
You are listening to 103.5 FM at WTOP.com.
Sports at 25.